Think of the love He has for you. Meditate for a while on that love He has for you. When you partake of the communion, don't do it mechanically. Oh, Pastor Prince says, take, you'll be okay. No. That's taking grain and wine in a meagerly fashion. Plenty means what? With revelation. Think of His love when you partake. You must believe you receive everything, your healing right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Sometimes that puts pressure on some people, okay? But whereas taking communion, you can believe your faith may be at the level, I believe I'm getting better and better. Amen? Yeah, would to God you get instantly healed. I would love that to happen. Like in the gifts of the Spirit, many a times in the gifts manifestation, you find that people are healed instantly. But you can partake knowing you're getting better. You're getting better.
My friend, the Lord has prepared a meal for you to eat your way to life and health. In today's message, Joseph Prince shares about the power of the Holy Communion and how the Holy Communion is God's ordained channel of healing and wholeness for His children today. Are you facing a health challenge or battling a chronic condition today? Beloved, whatever circumstances you are confronted with, God has a word for you. Don't give up. There is hope. He has made a way forward for you. In Joseph Prince's book, The Healing Power of the Holy Communion, we find out how God has provided a way for us to experience divine health and healing through Jesus' finished work on the cross. Get your copy today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website now.
And now, here's Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
I just felt like, God wants to pour on you. How many are excited that you are in the presence of a God who really, really loves you? A God who really wants to supply, always wants to give. Praise God. The year is the year of the latter rain. And what does that mean? That means that God is emphasizing this, and there is a time of the latter rain. And the amazing thing is that when God first gave me this, all I know is that in March, the guides there, the people there told me, and I actually visited the Sea of Galilee, they told me that the Sea of Galilee is very low, coming to a dangerous red line. And they say that because for nearly 5 years now, there is a drought. Drought in Israel. 5 years of drought. Now, end of the year, no one can predict what happened and all that. All I know is that when God gave me this message, I do not know what happened in Israel. I really do not know. The first person I asked was last Saturday, before I preached the year of the latter rain, and my friend Samuel Smajai, I said, how has the rains been? Okay, he said, we had some very good winter rains. But now, this past week, I had an article sent to me, and let me show you the article. Winter rains raised Sea of Galilee by 19 centimeters in 2 days. All right? Downpours in northern Israel bring snow to Hermon. From Hermon, it rolls down into the River Jordan and all that, right? It comes down. And 5-year drought. Can you see that? It ends the 5-year drought. Hallelujah! In the year of the latter rain. Why Israel? Although news are always like that, but water authorities say climate change means problems won't be solved by a year of plentiful precipitation. They're always negative. But heavy rainfall, okay, you can read for yourself. It has broken a 5-year drought. Can you see that? Heavy rainfall across Israel over the past weeks means Israel has broken a 5-year drought. Praise the Lord. Look up here. People, first the nation of Israel, then spiritual Israel. All right, I don't like to use the term spiritual Israel, but I mean, God's Israel are the sand of the earth. God says, I'll multiply your seed, Abraham, like the sand of the earth. Natural, you can touch and feel. And that is Israel. And the stars that you cannot touch. The heavenly ones. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's the seed of Abraham. We are also seed of Abraham in Christ. Amen? Amen? So, whatever happens to them, happens to us. Well, we look at them, and just like the time when they came back as a nation. Do you know right then, after that, 1948, they came back as a nation after 2,000 years. In the 50s, there was an amazing outpouring of healing. It's called the Healing Revival. Amen. When they took back Jerusalem, and Jesus said, Jerusalem will be under the foot of Gentiles until the times of Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. Now, that the fullness has not happened yet, but in a sense, Jerusalem came back into their hands in the Six-Day War in 1967. Unparalleled in history, except for Joshua and the walls of Jericho that was surrounded in 6 days, and on the 7th, it was theirs. God did it again in 1967 in the Six-Day War. And what happened after 1967 in the 70s? The charismatic outpouring of the Spirit. So when something good happens to Israel, amen, the church can expect. So now rain, you see? And I didn't know that. Praise the Lord. And we can expect showers of blessings. Can I have a good amen? Hosea 2 says this, "It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth." So God says, I will answer the heavens answer the earth, and the earth will answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Israel, Jezreel, which is God's sows. God's sows, or the sowing of God. What does all this mean, Pastor Prince? Let me just tell you, it's a poetic language, but the truth here is amazing. God is saying, I will respond. I will answer or respond. I'll respond to the heavens because the heavens respond to the earth. Amen? You know how the earth responds? The earth answers with what? Oh, please, please, God, please. No, the earth responds with grain, new wine, and oil. And they will answer, this is a sowing of God. Every time you take, you are sowing for the harvest of your healing and health.
Amen.
Imagine responding. Isn't that what happened when Melchizedek came? The response was grain and wine. It's a response. Amen. To his love for Abraham. Abraham responded to the tithe. But look at this. The earth will answer with grain, new wine, and oil. Answer who? The earth answers the heavens. And God listens to the heavens. Okay? So here is a, in other words, it's like saying God is responding to the heaven that responds to the earth that responds with grain, wine, and oil. And here is a secret God put on there. They will answer Jezreel. In fact, there is a valley of Jezreel in Israel today. It means the sowing of God. Wow. That is the first rain. The first rain is for sowing. The latter rain is for harvesting. I'm going to share with you a revelation that I don't think I've shared before. I received this probably a few number of years ago. I don't remember sharing this, but I'm going to share this with you. But before that, I'm going to show you the sowing of God. Okay? In look at what Jesus sowed for you and I. What Jesus did for you and I. First and foremost, Isaiah 53. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Actually, the word here, grief, is sickness. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. This all referring to Jesus when he was beaten, scourged, all right, spat upon, his beard was torn, and you know, he was just suffering all kinds of wounds, you know, abrasion, laceration, incision, the crown of thorns. They put a crown of thorns on him, the Bible says, and after that, they hit him. Now, if they hit him on his head first, okay, it's suffering enough already. Then they put the crown of thorns. But they put the crown of thorns first, and then they hit his head, the Bible says, thus embedding it even further. Okay, the crown of thorns. He suffered so much, blood everywhere. And then he was lacerated, his back, the stripes. And all this for what? Remember what I said to you, the Levitical offering of which Jesus came, he's the fulfillment of all the five offerings in the Bible. Amen. Of which Jesus is the fulfillment of. You find that when they bring the lamb to the temple, the lamb is not tortured before it is killed. In fact, there's a humane way of killing the lamb or the ox. They find a vessel, all right, and they slice it, and he's unconscious, and he dies. That's the Jewish kosher way. That's why kosher food is actually, they give a brand when they're killed like that. Even chicken, they don't make them suffer. In fact, if you eat meat that is the animal suffered, usually it's bad meat. They release poison into their system. But they never torture the sheep. They never torture it before they kill it. Never. Jesus, before he went to the cross, he was tortured. Why? The Bible says, tells us why. Right, drop down, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Very unfortunate here. I don't know why they don't use the Hebrew word. The Hebrew word there, as Young's brings it out. Surely he has borne our diseases and carried our pains. It's confirmed in Matthew 8, 17 that says, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Surely He bore our makov, our koli, diseases, and carried our makov, our pains. So we esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Everyone down there says, yeah, He's suffering for His sins. He must have done something bad, right? But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our well-being was upon Him. This word is very beautiful. That means the punishment with a view to your well-being fell on Him. I repeat, the punishment with a view to your health, to your well-being, fell upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. No trace, imagine, no trace of sin, not even a pimple. So how do you explain this? There's no beauty. It's talking about when He's suffering. His suffering is such that people turn their face away. When they look at Him, it's so horrible they turn their face. You know how horrible it was? The context. This Isaiah 53, look back at Isaiah 52 in the closing verses. God the Father is talking. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. Sakel, by the way. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Now, this word here, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. A lot of people think that, oh, this refers to his resurrection and his ascension. But actually, why repeat with three words? And the three words here is this. The Jewish people know. Three different words are used for the cross. They will say, lift up. That's the first word, exalted. Extol, raise it. And be very high. Put it in that hole. Boom! And the whole thing, you know, his body shuddered with pain. Those are three words. He's suffering. And when they look at Him, you know what they saw? Just as many were astonished at you, so His visage, His face was marked more than any man. His face. Marked more than any man. Can you imagine how terrible that is? It's like no movie can portray it. How about His body? His form more than the sons of men. Think of the love He has for you. Meditate for a while on that love He has for you. When you partake of the communion, don't do it mechanically. Oh, Pastor Prince says, take, you'll be okay. No. That's taking grain and wine in a meagerly fashion. Plenty means what? With revelation. Think of His love when you partake. His face marked more than any man. He doesn't look human anymore. You know, when they beat him up and they scourge him, he doesn't look human. Even his form. What form was that? They say the form is marked more than the sons of men. What kind of form is it? Doesn't look like a man. No wonder they turned their face from Him. The Bible says the people turned their face away. There's no beauty in Him. To give you beauty. So that our faces that are marked and our form that are marked will be healed. Do you love Him? I feel like it's raining inside here. Let me give you a revelation right now that I shared just now. For years, I saw this, that when you take communion, this is going to happen to you. Psalms 129, it says here, the plowers plowed upon my back. It's a prophetic psalm, by the way. There's a lot of messianic psalm, I should say. There's a lot of messianic psalms in the Psalms. That's why Jesus, when He walked with them on the road of Emmaus, you see, remember? He stopped short. He expounded from Moses, the first five books, and the prophets. What comes after the prophets? The Psalms. But then, that same night, He appeared in the upper room. He continued Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning Himself. So one of the places I believe He touched on was this, the plowers plowed upon my back. They make long their furrows. There are two kinds of stripes that they use, the Roman people use. I was told, usually it's only two. One is a short one, like an octopus tentacles, all right? And they hit you with it. Another one is a long one, which is the worst, with a hook. Because when they hit you once, it wraps around your body and it's embedded. And then they jerk it. Now, I can prove to you that Jesus was the latter one, the long one, from this verse. Scholars are saying, we do not know which one. I'll tell you, it's the long one. Why? They made long their furrows. they made long their furrows. The furrows is what, listen, when I read this, the plowers plowed upon my back. The language he uses is amazing. And this came as a revelation from God one day. I was reading this and God says, don't rush through. Meditate on why I use the word the plowers plowed and the word furrows. These are words of farming. When people farm, am I right or not? Plowing. Instead of saying, they beat my back. They scratch my back. They hit my back. They smite my back. He says, the plowers plowed upon my back. And they made long their furrows. You know, the long furrows is for sowing seeds. Am I right? Look at this. There's a picture here of the furrows. Now, of course, this is a modern picture of a tractor making furrows. Amen? And then the lines, this is how his back looked like. No skin left. But what I saw, what the Lord showed me was this. The whole thing is like farming. When his back was made into furrows, there was a seed for your healing from the high blood pressure. There was that healing for that tumor. There was that seed sown for that growth that you have in your body you're concerned about. There was that healing for your heart condition. There was that healing for your hernia. There was that healing, whatever condition you're suffering from, the seeds are all sown when they beat him and made long furrows. It's a language of sowing. The beating was the plowing. But the question is, where is the harvest? The year of the Malkosh, the latter rain, when everything will be gathered. If you hear anyone preach this, okay, from now on, just know that you have listened to the original dealer who got it straight. Okay? I've never heard anyone preach this. Why the term, farming term, is used. All right? Because the seed for your child's eczema was planted on his back. Seed means what? There'll be a harvest. But before the harvest, the rains will come. The rains will come. Can I have a good amen? And the rains will only come after the cross. He was beaten before the cross. Remember before Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. What happened? The fire fell on the offering up there on Carmel. If there is no offering being offered, if there is no fire falling, it's a picture of Jesus Christ being consumed at the cross when he bore our sins. If there is no cross, there is no abundance of rain. But the cross is a glorious fact. And now, even Ahab was told, a person who doesn't deserve the rain to fall on him, get up, go and eat. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, Elijah said. It's the year of the harvest. Let me read to you another testimony. One? Okay, let me choose. There's so many good ones. My mother was ravaged by Alzheimer's disease. She was debilitated to the point that she did not recognize her family members. My father told me she was even beginning to wonder who he was at times. The mother wondered who he was, the husband. My parents lived with me so I could see the daily, moment-to-moment struggles and hardship. It was a miserable existence for her as well as for those of us trying to care for her. There were times I just missed my mom and I wished to see her well again. So she'd been suffering this for quite some time, Alzheimer's disease. Forget even her husband, forget her loved ones. Then one day, my sister shared a praise report with me after following Pastor Prince's teaching on the Holy Communion. So I immediately began to partake of the communion with my mother. Praise God! Jesus has healed her mind and set her free. My mother went to bed on the third night after receiving the communion and woke up the next day looking 10 years younger. All the things she had forgotten how to do, she's doing again. By the way, this lady is from Texas, United States as well. Good things come from Texas. Yeehaw, like GRC. She remembers who we all are now. She remembers who we all are now. You know, when I first read this, it's like, get out of here, you know? But this is a reality. Her name is right up there. She remembers who we all are now. She has stopped repeating herself, something she used to do from sunup to sundown, and it's a complete joy to be around now. She has stopped repeating herself. Pastor Mark, take note. Something she used to do from sunup to sundown. It's a complete joy to be around now. Praise Jesus for His finished work on the cross. We are still rejoicing that she's back. I have asked her about her experience, and the best she could describe was that she was lost and she felt trapped. But that's all over now. I'm so happy for my mom and family. I'm writing so that others may have hope from what seems like a disease that offers no hope or recovery. Nothing is too big for the finished work of Christ Jesus, and I praise Him for it. Now my mom will ask me if we are going to partake of the communion, so I partake of it with her every day. Thank you, Pastor Prince, for your teaching on the finished work of Jesus Christ. It has freed my mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Can I have a good amen? Amen? His visage was marked more than any man. That lovely face, those eyes that look at Peter with love when Peter denied knowing Him. Those eyes that saw the multitudes on the mountainside and they were weary, they were fainting, but He didn't look at them judgmentally. He didn't say, well, they are fainting because of guilt for their sinful life. No, He saw them, the Bible says, as sheep without a shepherd. And now His eyes could hardly look outside. It was deformed. But I believe the deformity, for it to be like His face was marred more than any man, His face and His form become so grotesque, you know, it's all out of shape. I believe it's because He bore our diseases. Every tumor, cancer, every disease, He bore it. To the point that He no longer looked like a human. And friends, the way you partake is to have plenty of grain and plenty of wine. Do not just let this, you know, someone say, the tragedy with the church is that, oh, we do it once a while. It's not a once a while thing. The early church did it day by day, from house to house. They must have had a revelation. Apostle Prince, I took once and nothing happened. All right? Wow. Your perseverance amazes me. This is a sowing and a reaping thing. Did I start by telling you a sowing and reaping thing? Did I tell you that? Amen? You incrementally receive. You see, this is like Mark 11:24, for example. You must believe you receive everything, your healing right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Sometimes that puts pressure on some people. Okay? But whereas taking communion, you can believe. Your faith may be at the level, I believe I'm getting better and better. Amen? Yeah, would to God you get instantly healed. I would love that to happen. Like in the gifts of the Spirit, many a times in the gifts manifestation, you find that people are healed instantly. But you can partake knowing you're getting better. You're getting better. You're getting better. You partake for a chronic condition. Amen? The doctor says you have prostatitis, you have a lung infection, whatever it is. You partake the first time, you still have the symptom. You partake second time, you still have symptom, but keep on partaking. Amen.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this.
Build a strong foundation for receiving your healing with Joseph Prince's book, The Healing Power of the Holy Communion. Strengthen your faith as you meditate on bite-sized scripture readings and be encouraged by the testimonies of others who received their healing breakthroughs. Receive your copy when you make a gift of any amount to the ministry today. Want to go deeper? For a gift of $75 or more, you'll also receive a specially curated resource kit with three additional teaching resources by Joseph Prince on the Holy Communion. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to get your copy today.
And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Lift your hands all across this place. We love you. We love every one of you. And don't forget, just because the time of letter rain, keep on asking for rain on your children, your spouse, your family, amen, and your relatives, amen. Lift your hands all across this place. This coming week, the Lord bless you and all those of you in Grace Revolution Church. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you, be favorable to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on all of you and grant to you and yours His shalom, peace, well-being, and wholeness in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started.
Need prayer? Head over to our brand new digital prayer experience. You can use it any time of the day from your computer or mobile device and watch the prayers as many times as you need. You'll also receive free digital resources to help you through these challenging times. Let's stand in faith together for breakthrough in your situation. Visit josephprince.org/prayer to get started.
What if there was a better way to navigate some of life's biggest challenges? Introducing Grace Academy. Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you navigate some of life's hardest questions.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA. Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.